Everyone goes through stormy times in life. And when we're bobbing around like corks in the ocean, what we really need is a solid rock beneath our feet. But what if God means us, you and me, to be that solid rock in someone else's life? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and it's great to be back with you again. Today, we're going to be taking a look at the amazing impact that you can have in the lives of those around you from a different perspective. And please do stick with me, because at the end of today's message, I'll be telling you about our latest life application booklet called Your Best is Yet to Come. I'd love to send you a free copy to help you lay hold of the amazing future that God has planned for you, irrespective of whatever situation or circumstance you might find yourself in right at the moment. I hate being on the water in a boat. I don't mind swimming. I don't mind being beside the water looking, and I don't mind diving under the water, but I absolutely hate being on the water in a boat. Up and down, up and down. Oh, I get sick. I can just feel the waves of nausea crashing over me, up and down. I've always preferred terra firma. The more firma, the less terra. Up and down. Now, if you enjoy the water, God bless you. But not this little black duck. No way. I like to have a rock beneath my feet. Solid, firm, no movement, no up and down. To me, there's nothing more terrifying than looking out over an angry, stormy ocean. Grey water, white caps, wind howling. The ocean's a scary place in a storm, don't you think? And there are storms in life too. And today on the program, we're going to spend a little bit of time looking at what it means for us, for you and me, to be the rock beneath someone's feet. This week, we've been looking at what it means to live the life that God always intended. God has this great plan of joy and peace and grace and wisdom for us to live through all the things, whatever they are, ups and downs, that God has planned. Life has its downs. There's a beautiful poem called The Weaver. You may have heard me read this before. Let me share it with you again. Life is but a weaving between my Lord and me. I cannot choose the colours as he weaveth steadily. Sometimes he chooses dark threads, and I in foolish pride forget he sees the upper and I the underside. Not till the loom is silent and the shuttles cease to fly will God unroll his canvas and explain the reasons why the dark threads were as needful in the weaver's skilful hands as the threads of gold and silver in the pattern he hath planned. It's the reality of life, isn't it? Amongst the richness and the joy and the blessing, sometimes there's the odd dark thread as well. And so much of what we do in life is about being servants rather than being served. I spent most of my life living for me, but I was never satisfied. And these days I'm living for him, for Jesus, and other people, and for you. And I am the happiest man, the most blessed man on this planet. I wouldn't be doing anything else because God is just blessing me through this life of laying it down so that I could take it up again in him. Jesus said I didn't come to be served, but to serve. And that's where the satisfaction is in life. Today we're going to look at another practical way that we can serve someone else. One of the most wonderful things that we can be for someone is a rock beneath their feet in the midst of one of life's storms. A storm out on an angry ocean is a horrible thing. But a storm when your feet are on solid ground, well, it's not overly pleasant, but it's not as bad as being on the ocean. If I look back at my life, I hated Christians and everything they stood for before I met Jesus. The important things in life were clearly money and career and the big flash car and the success, and that had consequences. That had a storm of mammoth proportions in my life. And on the dark days, I felt like a cork bobbing around in this angry ocean in the middle of a storm. And here's the funny thing. The Christians who I hated in my life, there were three in particular, they were the ones that stepped up to the plate and gave me a home to live and gave me support and gave me encouragement and gave me Jesus. They
with a rock beneath my feet. I can't much remember what they said, but I will never for all eternity forget what they did for me. We all need solid foundations. So many people have cracks in their foundations, and so many people are living life like that cork bobbing around in an angry ocean, feeling as though they're going to drown. A storm comes and people struggle. You see it, don't you? And often those people aren't the easiest people to be around. I know I wasn't when I was like that. Often they're dysfunctional and they're not pretty and they're not nice and they're upset and we can step up to the plate. And we can be their rock in a storm. What an amazing privilege. Jesus said, you know, everyone will know that you're one of my disciples if you have that sort of love for each other. Unconditional love. Love that hangs in there. Love that's solid. Love that's immovable. Love that says to someone, doesn't matter how bad your life gets. It doesn't matter how bad that storm blows. It doesn't matter how much you feel like you're going to drown. I will be your rock. I will be the solid foundations beneath your feet. What about someone near you? Someone in your life? A family member? A friend? A work colleague? A neighbour? Someone at your local church or football club or dance class or one of the parents of the other kids at school or someone who's going through a storm and just needs a friend, just needs unconditional love, just needs someone to put their arms around them and say, I understand. It's okay. I'm here. That's part of living the life God always intended. It's being Jesus to them. And it's difficult some days. It's not beautiful some days. Those people aren't pretty some days. But what an incredible privilege. What an incredible satisfaction. You know those three Christians I was talking about before who were my rocks? Now look at what God's done through me and doing through me and continues to do in me. And they know they were part of that. Every time I open my mouth on this side of the microphone, their ministry is ministering to you. Their love to me is flowing to you. Because I learned what the love of Christ was from them. I learned who Jesus was through them being the rock beneath my feet. It's amazing. And when we live the life God always intended, Jesus calls us into that place to serve in a practical, hands dirty, sleeves rolled up love, to give them the love of Christ. Jesus said to Peter, the apostle, on this rock I will build my church. And Peter was this impetuous man who opened his mouth before he engaged his mind. And he was a fisherman, but he was passionate. He was real. He wasn't perfect, but he was prepared to step out of the boat and trust Jesus and walk on the water through the storm. And Jesus said, now, this is the sort of man that I can use as a rock to build my church on. Get out of the boat. Get out in the storm. Go be a rock that someone else can stand on. That is living the life God always intended. Listen up. It doesn't matter where you're at in your life right at this moment, what you have going on, be it good, bad, or ugly, God has a plan for your life. A plan for good, a plan for a future of meaning and purpose and impact, a plan that we couldn't possibly comprehend if we tried. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Your Best is Yet to Come. It's full of life-changing practical Bible teaching to help you lay hold of the amazing future that God has planned for you. And at the end of each chapter, you'll find some life application questions to help you think through and apply God's Word right into the realities of your life. To request your free copy, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that ebook will be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Hey, thanks so much for joining me today. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.